Well, more grace to everybody, and we bless God today for the power of prayer, for the power of intercession, and how delighted I am to know that there's still a remnant of people in the earth who understand the power of intercession and the power of prayer. Now, remember, it's not about how many, because all it takes is one to chase 1,000 and two to chase 10,000. It doesn't take a lot, because it was two men who turned one city upside down. God said, he didn't say, I fought for a family. He said, I fought for a man. He didn't say, I fought for a clan, but he said, I fought for a man to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge. All God needs is a man. Now, what if you're the man in your family, that male, that species, the one that's been anointed, that's been appointed, amen, that's been chosen to bring deliverance to your bloodline? That's why the devil hates you. And that's why the number one thing that the enemy fights in your life is your prayer life. He don't mind you shouting. He don't mind you dancing. He don't mind you running around the church and screaming. But what he doesn't want you to have is prayer, intimacy, fellowship. Halabasha, helamanda la kosaya. He doesn't want you to have intimacy and fellowship with God, because the devil knows that you cannot stop a man or woman who prays. He said in his word, men ought always to pray and to faint not. That's right. That's Luke. Then he came right back around in 1 Thessalonians 5 and said, pray without ceasing. That's the only thing that he's commanded us to do without ceasing. Even the disciples, when they came to Jesus, they never asked him, teach us how to do miracles. They never said, teach us how to fast. They didn't even say, teach us how to raise the dead. Lord, teach us to pray. That's what they wanted to know, because they knew that the secret to his power is his prayer life. The secret to his power is intimacy with God. The secret to his power is putting in that time, fellowshipping with him, calling on the name of the Lord. The strength of my life has not been my perfection. I make that very clear. The strength of my life has not been that I dot every I and cross every T. I promise you, that is not the strength of my life. I continue to minister and tell y'all, Pastor Khan is jacked up. Amen. I need God. I don't just need him sometimes. I need God every second of the minute, every minute of the hour, every hour of the day of the week, every week of the month, every month of the year. I need God. But the strength of my life has been my continual fellowship, talking to him, communicating with him, praying in the Holy Ghost, building myself up, Jude 20, on my most holy faith, by praying in the Holy Ghost. One thing that I always tell people, in every relationship, don't stop talking. You might be mad, but keep talking. You might be upset. Keep talking. Keep communicating. Don't retreat. Don't stop talking. Don't stop communicating. Don't stop fellowshipping. Don't shut each other down. Keep talking. Because as long as you're talking, there can be release. There can be breakthrough. There can be change. But the minute you shut down and stop talking, it hinders God and hinders that relationship from going to that next level. Does that make sense? So what you have to do is keep talking, keep communicating. And I say that in the life of the believer. Yes, you may fail. Yes, you may hit a rough patch, but keep on talking. Amen. Keep on fellowshipping. You may not be able to kneel, but while you're talking, communicate, fellowship, call on the name of the Lord. Because whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Does that make sense? Now, when I say keep talking, that don't mean keep talking if you're insulting each other. That don't mean keep talking if you're tearing each other down. There's no need to talk then. All right? Because I was told, you know, if you can't say nothing good, what? Don't say nothing at all. But keep talking. All right? So I want to have this conversation, because that's what prayer is. Prayer is communication with God. But not only is it communication with God, it gives God the opportunity to do what he wants to do on earth. God gave man dominion over the earth, which means it is illegal for God to do anything on earth until somebody prays. Illegal. It's wrong. He can't do it until somebody prays. Does that make sense? When God got ready to come on earth, did he come as an angel or did he come as a man? Hebrews 2:16. He did not come with the nature of angels, but he came as the seed of Abraham. Why? He had to come as a man, because Genesis 1 lets us know that he gave man dominion. So if he gave man dominion, God had to come as a man. When he got ready to deliver us, he had to come as a man. If you're going to get on the earth, there's a rite of passage. The Bible declares that man is born of a woman, not of a cow. Man is not born of a cat. Man is not born of a tree. Man is born of a woman. That's the entryway into the earth. And because that's the entryway into the earth, when God got ready to come on earth, he didn't come through a cow. He didn't come through a tree. He didn't even come out the air. What he had to do? He had to come through the womb of a woman, because we have a God who understands laws, who understands principles, and whenever he sets up a law, he doesn't break that law. Well, one law of the spirit is that man has dominion over the earth. And if anything is going to happen on earth, God needs what? A man. You are the man. Now, you know, I'm not talking about man as in, I'm talking about mankind. God needs a vessel. You are the vessel that God wants to use to bring deliverance to your family. You are the vessel that God wants to use to bring deliverance to your son, to your job, amen, to your business. He can do nothing in that workplace until you pray. He can do nothing in your bloodline until you pray. He can do nothing in your month, in your year, until you what? Pray. Somebody got to pray. And what the enemy is doing in this hour is he's raising up a church who can dance, who can shout, who can scream, who can run, but they can't pray. And the Bible declares that something is going on. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, not in shout, not in dance, not even in preach, but will humble themselves and do what? Pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. I have an assignment to put a burden of prayer on you, because the devil is running havoc in your family. He's running havoc in your house, havoc in your finances, havoc in your life. You know why? It has nothing to do with God. God is limited because you won't pray. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do what? Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think. It doesn't stop there. According to the power that worketh where? In us. God is limited to us because the treasure is in an earthen vessel. It's Christ in us. Hallelujah. The hope of glory. You got to understand, God is the one who gave it to us to create glory. Amen. He is worthy to receive glory. Who's going to receive it from? He's going to get it from us. You're the glory carrier. And if you're the glory carrier, you're the glory producer, and you should be creating glory to lift up to heaven. How do you do that? In worship, in prayer, and spending time with him. We're in a dark hour. The enemy is at loose in our nation, across our country. And while we're marching and going to polls, God bless those who's supposed to march. God bless those who's supposed to go to the poll. God bless you. But where are the mourning and the cunning women who will weep between the porches and the altar and will call on God in prayer and in intercession and believe God and say, I won't let you go until you deliver my son, until you deliver my husband. Now, we are on this side of the cross, which means that everything is already done. Jesus declared on the cross, it is finished. We preach the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection, hallelujah, but it doesn't stop there. It's the ascension, oh, but it doesn't stop there. You know the last part. It is the seating. He sat down And when he sat down, that means it is finished. Nothing comes behind him. The work is complete. We preach the finished work of cross, which means God is not healing anymore. You are already healed. God is not delivering anymore. You are already delivered. Everything is already been done in the spirit. But now my job is to move it from the spirit realm into the natural realm. I have to superimpose the kingdom of God to manifest here on earth. And the way I do that is by calling what is as it is. Not what be not, because God has already declared it. And when he declared it, it is. But it is not in the natural. Through my prayer and my intercession and my declarations, I declare what is to already be. And I have prayed this first day of March because I declared that the month of March is going to be a good month. The month of March is going to be a great month. The month of March is going to be a powerful month. And you have whatever you say. Now, I understand there are watches in the day. And I understand that things happen when the sun go up and when the sun goes down. The evening and the morning was the first day. I understand how the spirit realm works. And because I understand how the spirit realm works and how things happen according to the day, I understand that you're supposed to pray without ceasing. You pray at 3. You pray at 6. You pray at 9. You pray at 12. You pray at 3, at 6, at 9, at 12, at 3, at 6, at 9, at 12, at 3. These are watches of the day that you give yourself the prayer at the second watch, at the fourth watch, at the sixth watch. These are watches of the day when you possess the gates of the enemy. You understand that if a day opens at the midnight, that's why you pray at midnight. Some of you don't have time because you're too tired. But the Bible declares that Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises. When did they do it? At midnight, because it's the beginning of a day. It's the opening of a day. When the sun comes up, something shifts in the spirit. When the sun goes down, something shifts in the spirit. Are you listening to me? So we prayed this morning when the sun came up, and we declared that it's going to be a good day. But we're going at it again, because the Bible declares, out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let every word be established. We understand that it is the effectual fervent. Come on, fervent. Come on, fervent. What that means? Violent, persistent. Everything in you, pushing. Well, come on, making people mad. Fervent prayer of a righteous man. Thank God that my righteousness is not contingent on me, because I would never get heard. Because all of my righteousness, Isaiah 64:6, is as what? Filthy rags. So thank God it's not contingent, hallelujah, on me. Glory to God. Isn't that good news? But guess what? I have an opportunity now to pray. I have an opportunity to pray fervently in the righteousness of Christ and make some declarations and decree a thing according to the word of God. I have the power to decree, to legislate, to declare, and it shall be. Lift your voice right now. Open your mouth and begin to speak to your mouth. Hoba le mandele kila mandoloko saya la shatina linka la mandolosa. Come on, speak to the month of March. I take authority over this month in the name of Jesus. I take authority over the month of March in the name of Jesus. I declare that every element of the earth, every element of this month will cooperate with me. I decree that any element of force that wants to try to cooperate with the enemy, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. I declare, I speak unto the sun, I speak unto the moon, I speak unto the stars, and according to your word, they will not smite me by day nor by night. I pull down every negative energy, every demonic plan, every agenda. I circumvent, I defy, I come against every negative plan against my life this month. I declare again that this is the month that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I dismantle every evil power, all witchcraft, all black magic, all kind of magic, all contagious magic. I dismantle any power that's uttering an incantation to capture my month. I command your incantation and your satanic prayer, your satanic agenda, your satanic plan, your satanic calendar. I command it to be made null and void. I retrieve this month. I take this month out of the hands of the enemy. I retrieve this month out of the hands of the enemy. The kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. I take this month away from you. I take this month away from the enemy. I take this month away from my oppressor. I take this month away from any liar, any accuser, any hater, any destroyer, any waster who's assigned to my life to hurt me in the month of March. I retrieve this month from you in the name of Jesus. And I declare that in the month of March, I shall excel. I shall excel. I shall excel. Come on, lift your voice. Open your mouth and declare that you shall excel this month. You will excel this month. Ha, 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 shut up. Hey, lebanada, limando lokoba, robosutuleme, menkele lebando lobohosha. Hey, 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 I will excel this month. My children will excel this month. My mother will excel this month. My father will excel this month. My husband will excel this month. My wife, my family, hey, my church, hey, my businesses, whatever I touch shall excel this month. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and declare that you will excel. Hey, halabashato, ukamande, hilalabalabokotaya. Hey, 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 I shall possess the gates of my enemies. Hey, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I will be anointed. I declare that the fire of the enemy will not burn me. I declare that my ears will hear good news, good news, good news, good news. I declare good news. Hey, this month, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, I declare good news from my family. I declare good news from politicians. I declare good news from bankers. I declare good news from the mortgage company. I declare good news from those who are under my anointing. Good news, good news, good news. I shall not hear the voice of the enemy. I silence the voice of the enemy. I silence the voice of the enemy. I silence the voice of my accuser. I silence the voice of the enemy. I silence the voice of negativity. I silence the voice of my bills. I silence the voice of depression. I silence the voice of oppression. Lift your voice. Hey, 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 hold on. Yay, mama, ma, shata. Ikondolomo. Ho, bibi, biandelebe. Hele, ma, shata. Hey. I will not be thrown away. I will not be disgraced. I will not be destroyed. I will do good. I will do the work of God. I will be an agent of peace in the name of Jesus. My future is secured. My life is here with Christ and God. And in the name of Jesus, I declare no poverty this month. No poverty this month. No lack this month. No poverty in my body. No poverty in my soul. No poverty in my spirit. No poverty. I rebuke sickness. Hey, hey, hey. I rebuke sickness off of my life this month. I cancel sickness on this phone. I cancel infirmity on this phone. Sickness, the Lord rebuke you. Infirmity, the Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, every disease on this phone, by the power of God, I command the power of God, burn it out, burn it out, burn it out, burn it out. Burn it out. I curse cancer. I curse high blood pressure. I curse aches and pains in the knees, in the legs, in the back, in the body. I will not labor in vain. I will walk in victory this month. Hey, hold on, shut. I'm a winner. 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 Hey, hey, lift your voice and declare it. Le baba, li kandolobo. Yo, Bobby Biosha. Levando la cotaya. Yabibibianzeleme, Lika Kalamanda Lakosha, Lebala Kataya, Elemanda Lakosa. This month, I will have seed to sow. Every time, I will have money to spend. Always this month, in this month, my life will advertise the glory of God. I will be a mannequin for God this month. I will be a billboard for God this month. The favor of God will be my shield when I walk, when I talk, wherever I go. Favor surrounds me. Favor, favor, favor. I cancel every appointment with sorrow. I cancel every appointment with tragedy. I cancel every accident. I cancel every lie. I cancel every scandal. I cancel every attack. I cancel every appointment with the enemy this month. And I declare good things, good news, good laughter, good laughter. Hey, 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 Santa, I feel God's power. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and cancel bad reports. Cancel bad news. Cancel bad news. Cancel bad reports. Cancel bad appointments. You will not go under. You will not be disadvantaged. You will not be destroyed. You will not be discredited. You will not go under. Not this month. 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 But count out of Olokota. Hakalama. Hilalababa Shande. Hilalabandalabokota. Hey, 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 hey. I will not go under. I will not be destroyed. I will not be dismantled. I will not be killed. Not this month. Hey. Halabokota. Elemandalakoma. Ilalalalabalaboshanda. Yemandalabokota. Tele. Lemankalamo. Rabasukulama. I am immune to sickness. I'm immune to disease. I'm immune to infirmity. I will have victory this month. Hey, hey, tele. Lekosha. Hey, 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 hey. I hear scripture. Hokobosha. Proverbs. Proverbs. 19. Le mama. Le mandolobosa. Elabashaki. Likolobosande. Ele mandolobohota. Makandelebe. Yele mandolobohoya. Yabibibianze. Lilalan kalamando. Otobo. Ele bashata. Shankima, Minkalados, Rubusukuleme, Mantele de Klitalaba, Lakulili Andele de Eshno, Elebi Anshakaya, Brenkalaba Asuya, Dindele Ekomalaya, Ilalalabashanda, Ilalalabashanda, Ilalalabashanda Lamaho, Rokobo Suku, Rukubun Sukume, Lemandili Ikaya, Lendele Eshelemo, Brankaladis, Lefantala Maha, ha, 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 shata, lay, baso, rukundi, zandale osaya, haya, 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 shato. Proverbs 19:21. Many are the counsel of a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord shall stand. Lift your voice and declare that the counsel of the Lord shall stand. The counsel of the Lord concerning my family. The counsel of the Lord concerning my finances. The counsel of the Lord concerning my children, my business, my mind, my body. I declare that the counsel of the Lord shall stand. The counsel of the Lord shall stand. The counsel of the Lord shall stand. Wherever I walk, wherever I go, wherever I move, whether it's on the water, whether it's in the air, whether it's on the road, every demon that may try to travel on the road, O Shun and O Goon, every sacrifice to the road God, every demon that comes through the air, every demon that comes by sea, in the name of Jesus, you will bow. Every demon that rises in the air, hey, 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 by the power of God, you will bow, and the counsel of God concerning my life will stand. The counsel of God, the plan of God concerning KCC will stand. The counsel of God concerning Lambert, the counsel of God concerning my wife, concerning my husband, concerning my son, my daughter, my family, the counsel of God, it will stand. The plan of God, it will stand. The counsel of God will stand. The wisdom of God will stand.
hey. And I declare in the month of March, the counsel of God will say concerning my life, I will not go under in the name of Jesus. Hey, Babasha. Embala Kolobosia. Ila la 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 Bohoshaya. Hey, Basikomo. Ema Mankolobo. Robosukulimi. Limandele. Hey. Shut up. Ila la Mandolobo. Hobia. Yembe, be, Kese. Yelebe Kondolobohotia. Hey. The counsel of God will stand. The counsel of God. Hey, Malibeshe. Oh, yes, it will. Oh, yes, it will. Hila. Hele mankolo bosita. Everybody right now, God gave me that scripture while we were praying. And we're going to sow it. We're going to sow $19.21. Ila lama. And baby, Idolo Bohosha, Elemandolo Kokolobosita, y'all got to pray with authority. And when you sow your seed of $19.21 at $PBCJR, declare that the counsel of God concerning your life will stand. Hey, I will have what I need when I need it this month. I'll have seed to sow, I'll have money to spend. I have food to eat. Hey, Halebe Kelemandolobo, Shatelebandiata. $PBCJR, $19.21 for Proverbs 19:21, and declare that the counsel of God shall stand. Everybody, move now. And so that seed, that's $PBCJR. Obo Shokobo Kubasha. I said, everybody, halama sakoleme, le mandolo koko zolo bosha, ele mandolo bohoki ala la mandele lebede de boshandilia, robosu kula mandele be, levados, levadobosa, levadobosa, the counsel of God concerning my life, it will stand. Hey, Halabasha. Hey, Mandele. Ila lele bandolo boho. Habaho sika la manda. Yaba baho shekele mandolo biyo sukula lama. $ PBCJR, $19.21. So that ye now, while the power of God is flowing, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239, BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org, however you want to sow it now and declare the counsel of God shall stand. You got 8 kids. You need to sow $19.21 per child. You need to sow it for that grandson that's in prison. Sow it for your husband. And declare that the counsel of God concerning their life will stand. Hey, Bible say many are the devices of a man's heart. Many. You can make a lot of plans, but the counsel of God will stand. Hey, the counsel of God for my niece will stand. The counsel of God for my nephew will stand. The counsel of God for my nieces and my family. Hey. Hey, Likalaban Kalamando Bio Sukuma. Hey, I feel God's power. Woo! Okobo Shande de Kalabasa. Halamande le Beleboko Tololo Bobosha. Ilamande le Belabobo Sialaba. Handi. Ilaman Shakomonda. Olobo Sikele Limaya. Elaban Shakalamanda. Elamando Lobobobo Sitele Banda La Bahaya. April 2nd, write this down. Go ahead and put April 1st on your calendar. We're going at it again on the 1st of April, declaring our month. That's April 1st. Horabashakema. Yenka Banda Lebe Kobosi. April 1st, set your alarms now. Go on and set your alarms. You know, you do it in your calendar. You go in your calendar and set an alarm for 6 a.m. for April 1st. But April 2nd, this is for everybody in KCC and everybody under the sign of my voice. April 2nd, you're going to sow a seed of $250. Put it aside now. This is the word of the Lord. Aya, aya. Alabashande, ilalabobokosha, aya, halabasha, hallelujah. And I'm telling you, a sign be unto you, there's going to be a rocket malfunction come on the news in the next couple of days. Elelebohosa, ilalababababandelebekorobosha, ilalababandelebekorobosikididiandalalabalabasha, alabande. There is a big national news story about to come on the news concerning twins. I don't know if twins are going to be kidnapped, but there's a big national news story that's going to cover something concerning twins. Ele alamande, alamando locosa, il alamande lebe coloboshita, helabasha colobohosa, elemande I see it as clear as day, elababo sikabande lebe lebokota. Yalamande le bele bandolo bobe bi osura bahaya. Ele ba shala bala kasa. Ha le beelo boho shanda. Hele manki le bianco lo lobo lobosa. Ele ala ali iankalama. Yalamando lo lobo shata. Halabanse. Everybody sowing their seed. Now a seed. Hallelujah. 1921. My God, 10 of you will give $119.21. Amen. But let's sow that seed in faith. I love you so much. Seboko, soboko, sobolo kula lamande. The counsel of God. 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 Oh, malamande lebekuro boshata. Oh, I'm going to have a good month. Oh, I'm going to have a great month. Because the counsel of God concerning my life will stand. The counsel of God concerning KCC, Charlotte, Houston, and Jacksonville will stand. Hey, 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 hey. Helemandolo bobebio sulamanya. Yembibibibiki kelemandolo hosh. Oh, yes, God. Halabashala. Hondele me ekolama. Hialamandolo bobibi osulama. Handala moho. Is that lost? Ekolabanshaka. Ele oshkala ashkaleme. Is it lost? Ilibi sike. Lenkadula. Roboso lumunku falata. Eladoshna. Ele ankalama. Ilalabasa. Is it lost? Alabo sheke. Ele masha. The cruise, ele bakulama, the ship, ele ale, ale be alaba, ale, ale li ala, ele alabansu, ulifi en feleve la basa, zaluri bien kele me antala ukuna. The ship is out at sea, is it lost? Alekosh, 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 alekosh kanai, anka bibi bi ansile me on folados, usilia, usiliala, uli ala ozola ashna. Ankala bafalan tele me ela okosmi. Sikabus ekabasa. Ashikabi ashikamo ukama mama. Halabo ola ole befele day. Ele bele di ala dala dala kantala maya. Ansanuni and Dele Alaku Ukabasa. Ha ha. Oh yeah. Ila Lahosha. Pray for governors. Pray for governors. Pray for governors. Pray for governors. There's an attack against the governor. 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 Ele, Alo, Ole, Ele Basha, Ila la mama maso, Olo Bosondo, Olo Bosondo, Olo Bosondo, Olo Bosondo Loboso, Uli Biantele Dea, Ambala Kiankalamo, Ila la Banzaya, Ale Mendele Kolobosha. Hey, hey. Hey, hala, oh, ba-ba-ba, sandilia, hobo, koshalamanda, ilalalalabalabo, Sunday. Pray for the governor, alabasaya. Hear this word, prophetically. Somebody's on TV, while they're talking, somebody's on TV having a stroke. Bronchalumance. Don't know if that's an anchor or what, but I cancel. Let it not be massive. Elebasha. Let elebaboko shalama. Haleman kalabasa. But somebody's on TV talking, having a stroke. Kelebasulama. It's in front of everybody. We're watching it. Allah halabasha kalamunda. Ilelebabababababa sandalakai. Ey balabandulobohokolobosa. The counsel of God. The counsel of God. The counsel of God concerning my life will stand. The counsel of God. I love you so much, I'm praying for you. Hey, halabasha. Thank God for the miraculous. We're going to see it's going to come on the news. You're going to hear on the news about an increase in strokes. Strokes. So I just want to cancel strokes off of everybody on this phone. You won't have a stroke. Amen. Your mother won't have a stroke. Your daddy won't have a stroke. Your grandmother, your sisters and brothers. I dismantle strokes. Hey. The counsel of God will prevail. I want you to sow your seed in faith. Everybody. $19.21. You're sowing it in faith, believing God. Watch what God is about to do in your life. I love you so much. I'm praying for you on a daily basis. I'm calling your name before God. Halabashande, Erabashakolama, Felenkelevele Dolo Osaya, Ialabashata, Handalabasaya, Endolobo Kolobo Sikililia, Hola Mandalahai, Indeleboho, Ekoloboho Talabahasi, Yes, Lord, Ilian Shakani Ankalamaha. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I said, everybody sow it. If you on this call, sow it. The counsel. I said, if you on this call, sow it. You call and tell somebody, I need $19.21, and tell them to sow it for you, and tell them you give it back to them in 3 days. You're going to have it in 3 days. That's how sure I am about this. Everybody give it. Amen. There's 10 of you giving $119.21. But we're sowing it in reference to Proverbs 19:21. The counsel of God shall stand. And I want you, the Lord said on April the 2nd, we're sowing a seed of $250. Put it aside now, right now. Put it aside and watch what God's about to do. I love you so much. I'm praying for it. I'm excited about your future. And I'm excited about where you're going and what God's about to do in your life. Hey, hala, ho, basta. Oh, shandele, commandili, ho, basta. Yes, God. Hambian, kalamando, lolo, boho, ho, ho. Ushkanai. Hambi, bibi, andala, bahaya. Oh, yes. Kaya. Oh, yes. Hala. Hey, lala, I'm saying you need to sow it for your kids. You need to sow it for your children. You need to sow it for your grandbabies. I'm telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost. You need to sow it for your mama, for your daddy. The counsel of God will stand. The counsel of God will stand. The counsel of God will stand. Oh, by Shakalamande. I love you so much. I'm praying for you.
You see that earthquake in a strange place. I tell you, the foundation is shaking in a strange place. I mean, I know they expected in California, there's a California earthquake coming about 5 or 6, something on the Richter scale. It's in California. It's over there. I see it shaking. But there's another earthquake in a strange place. And there's some news about to come out of the state called Oregon. Oregon is on the news. What's going on in Oregon? What's going on in Oregon? Hello? Oceania. Humanani ala mahasa. Sololoko kokolobo shanda. Hilamandilia. Yes, Lord. Halabasa. Get the book. I love you. I'm praying for you. Favor of God be your portion. Hey! I feel like praying. Hey! Hallelujah to God. Holalabandalabalabasia. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. Sow your seed. Watch what God does. Amen. My God, I'm in Houston Saturday and Jacksonville and Charlotte on Sunday. And then Monday, what's brewing? My God, I hope you can be a part of it. Hallelujah. They'll let you know very soon what the brew of the day is. The brew of the day for Monday, what's brewing. But I love you. You are blessed. Hey, the counsel of the Lord shall stand concerning your life. That's $PBCJR. BrianKarn.org, BrianKarn.com. P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. Sow your seed in faith. You are blessed. More grace. Horabasa. Hela mandala kialaman sotolene. Indabasha. Ebo.